B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rap Party Podcast with Manny and Roy. Loren is roaming around the studio.
I'm walking.
What are you doing?
Eating a hard-boiled egg because I ate cake and pizza early this morning, and now I feel guilty for it.
By the way, how many boxes of pizza did you order for Cash's birthday party?
10.
And that's the last one?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even a full pizza, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you ate 9 boxes, and then we knocked out the 10th today.
Yeah, we demolished those.
We brought in a huge cake, too.
Mm-hmm.
A Paw Patrol cake. Now, it's half eaten. What are you going to do with the rest of it?
I don't know. I really don't want to take it home.
Why didn't Trevor, our intern, take it? Trevor is always taking food. You know, he's a college kid, needs the food.
Yeah, I wonder what's up with that. He always eats our food.
He said his tummy didn't feel good.
Well, he also said he's on a health kick and that it's too early in the morning for...
It's the size of a file.
No, but remember he said he like didn't really drink soda. We tried to pawn our soda off on him from the office.
I know.
What's going on with him?
I don't know.
This health kick nonsense.
Wait, did you say health kick? Like you never heard of it before.
Yeah.
Oh man, what a fun show we had today. We actually had a crazy War of the Roses that no one saw coming, and it's just when those War of the Roses hit, because a lot of people ask us, do you ever get someone where they send the roses to the girl, they're not cheating, and the answer is yes all the time, but a lot of times they're just boring and we don't hit the air with them.
Mm-hmm.
But today's was interesting, Loren. She was hiding in the closet all along. Sydney thought Mark was cheating on her with a woman named Ginger, and Ginger was in the closet.
Except for Ginger wasn't really a woman. Well, at least not that kind of a woman.
Let's just put it in perspective. If you didn't hear the War of the Roses, here's who Ginger was. I'm blowing her
up.
A blow-up doll. You know, I've never really seen one in person.
A blow-up doll?
Yeah.
You've never been on, like, a bachelor party?
No, never been invited to a bachelor party ever.
Never been to a strip club when one comes out?
Nope.
No?
Nope, never really seen them. I've
seen
them
on TV.
Never
been to the White House?
Vegas?
No, never seen them. Never been to Vegas.
Matt Lauer's office.
Wow.
That's probably true.
Probably.
I know. I mean, I've seen like where they have the mouth in the circle form.
Yeah.
And they're just blow up, but I've never really.
Yeah. I mean, my friend put one in my passenger seat when I was in college.
It'd be
as
funny.
A goof. Yeah. It was
Doesn't
pretty funny.
Everyone use them as jokes? No one really uses them as the real thing, right?
That's kind of, well, I have a feeling people do.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was clear that this group was just having fun at a bachelor party, though. And Mark and Sydney were fine after the War of the Roses, but Sydney was a little grossed out that Mark had hid the Ginger, the blow-up doll, in the closet. And by the way, Sydney would have never known if she didn't find the note in his bag. You got to go listen to the War of the Roses on our podcast. Having said that, there's also something out called a real doll. Look this thing up. The real doll is like
real doll?
Yeah, the real doll is like the perfect blow-up doll, but it's like real. And it's expensive. And I just saw an article the other day that said that Congress is considering banning the real doll.
Why? I mean, I personally don't want one, but
I
why?
See it.
I don't think there's a photo.
Oh.
There should be photos.
Oh, right here. I'll click images.
Yeah, like here. Here's a real doll.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. And it's like a real person, but they're super expensive. But I forget why Congress was going to put a ban on it. I just thought the headline was hilarious. Yeah, here. Congress moves to ban sex robots.
Meanwhile, probably some of the congressman owns it.
Congress criminalizes sex robots. Now here's a story that says that there's sex robots that look like children, which is absolutely disgusting, and Congress should ban that.
Yeah, they should ban
that.
But the ones that aren't, it's just a pretty funny headline. So,
Although I got to ask, a doll, you know, when you're having sex, there's a lot of mobility, and I feel like a doll doesn't move that well. Like, how do you...
I don't know. That one the one you showed me looked like it was like silicone or something.
So you could bend it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You want to get one?
No,
not at all.
For Roy, I mean.
For me, I have a real human,
right?
That I can have sex with. I don't need a doll.
Oh, I know you were just asking about it.
No, I just
So anyway, yeah, that was a really funny war. Check that out. And then the other thing that we talked about today, which was actually kind of interesting, he's not here right now, was Trevor keeping an eye on his younger sister and dating. And I'm the youngest out of two older brothers, and they never really gave me advice on dating. My oldest brother was always like, if you don't like the person, just break up with them.
Yeah.
You don't owe anybody anything until you're married. You know, that kind of thing. Like, you got to live for yourself. But Trevor's interesting.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He's 23 and his sister is 16, about to turn 17.
Yeah. I guess I would be protective, too, for a 16-year-old's perspective.
But isn't there something, too, what can he really do?
The boyfriend or Trevor?
Trevor.
I mean, he could try and give advice to his sister. He's
is
not
going to take it?
He's not. No. And he'd I don't think he's going to hurt the kid.
No, he would have to scare the kid away. Like, he wouldn't be able to, like, ever physically do anything. And he wouldn't be able to, like, tell her what to do, because the second you tell her what to do, she's going to do the polar opposite.
Yeah. And Trevor Clever, our video producer, is a nice kid. So, you know, I mean, it's funny because he wants to keep an eye on his younger sister, but I don't think he's going to do anything to hurt this kid.
No.
Why are you saying that? Why are you laughing?
Because Roy's looking, because I just adjusted something under my clothes. And
what
he's
was
like
that?
Looking at me.
There was magically something underneath your clothes, and I'm surprised Maney didn't see
I can't
it.
See. I'm
he
blo-
knows what
I'm,
it is, though. So I had
I'm blocked
cool
by the
sculpting
computer.
Done
oh,
yesterday.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, and they tell you to wear a waist trainer afterwards to get better results. So I have the waist trainer on.
I was like, what the hell was
and
that?
And it's not tight. It's just so that, like, because you're, like, wherever you get it, the skin's a little sensitive for a minute.
Honest to God, do you know what came through my mind?
What?
A chastity belt.
A bulletproof vest for your hips. That's what I thought. I was like, what is that?
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't wear that when I had my cool sculpting done. I, that's why I'm going back to cool renal spa and dermatology.
No, I'm going back to and med spa. You went to cool renal the first time.
Yeah. But then they didn't tell me to do that. But yeah, I am. I just booked my appointment with Sona.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited because they're already doing it different.
Yeah.
Which is nice. All right. So the last thing we should talk about is Nicole wearing a dress. And if you want to go look, head over to at the MRL show on Instagram. Nicole told us that she wore a dress because she went dress shopping for her best friend's wedding that's coming up. And a lot of people are loving Nicole in this dress. And she has her hair down in the picture, too.
Nicole is a very beautiful woman. Like, she has the undercut, but when she lets her hair down, it's like, I don't know, it's like four times as long as my hair. Her hair's down to like her ass. I don't even know.
It's super long, yeah.
But she has awesome skin and great cheekbones, and she's so pretty that like you take her hair down and put her in a dress, and you're like, wow.
Are you jealous of her?
A little bit.
704 said, girl on fire in a dress or in her everyday life. Girl is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Someone says, love the hair and the dress. My goodness, all that hair, beautiful lady. So gorgeous. But she always is, regardless. Hey, gorgeous, let's catch up some time for Indian tea.
For Indian tea?
Yeah, that's what Indian somebody commented. Tea. Vivek commented that. And his Instagram bio says, life is all about taking chances. Some of you fail, some of you pass. At least you won't regret that you never tried any. So just do it.
Oh, Indian tea is just...
Tea, just tea. In India?
Yeah.
Never knew her hair was that long, somebody said. I absolutely agree with all of you. She's stunningly beautiful. So there you have it. There's producer Nicole in the dress. And I guess the very last thing we should talk about is the shoe.
Oh, how you're wrong and I'm right?
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about.
I see gray and blue right now. And on Sunday, I saw pink and
white.
Because
that's what it is.
It's pink and white, but now I see gray and green, and I don't like that because that means that I'm being analytical today, but I'm not. I'm always goofy with you guys and creative.
Yeah,
you know what's crazy? I'm like flipping through Instagram, and like, people, all these people are posting the shoe, and I still see pink and white no matter what. But they're putting polls up, and like, turquoise and gray is winning.
You know, I can agree that it is a tint of teal or blue over the top of the shoe,
mm-hmm.
which is why the shoelaces aren't completely white. But it's for sure a pink shoe. It's like the same thing with the blue dress, white dress. I can get behind that. I see the gold when people's like, oh, it's white and gold. I see the gold. Mm-mm. And I do see where it's whiter, lighter, but it's still a blue dress to me. Whereas Lorenz sees it as
is gold and white.
You see it as like
all
wedding
day, long.
Day white. And there's a part of me that like, so let me tell you what goes on eternally. A part of me is like, is my brain that different? And if someone sees something completely different than me, and that scares me because
mm-hmm.
I don't know how to understand that. The other side to it is everyone fucking with me, and they think this is really funny to say the other side of it. You know what I mean? They think it's really funny to say I see something completely different. I don't know.
Lorenz still sees white.
Oh, for the dress?
Yeah.
White and gold all day long.
You see like bridal white, like super white.
Yeah, to me, it looks like a white dress that has light behind it, but there is no part of it blue or black. Like, it looks a little dingy because the light is behind the dress, but it is 1,000% white and gold.
Okay. I don't think so, but I see blue. Anyway, all right, you guys, that's a Wrap Party Podcast. We're actually heading up to the Renaissance Festival right now to speak to 1,000 CMS students for our anti-bullying campaign. So that's kind of cool. We'll have a full show for you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And thanks to everyone, by the way, who reached out to us on our DMs and sent us text messages saying that they listen to the Wrap Party, because yesterday we said no one listens to the Wrap Party. I mean, we know. We can see how many downloads there are, and we thank the 25 of you that listen to it every single day. We really appreciate that. Thanks, everyone, for taking the time to listen to the Wrap Party Podcast and for listening to Mani, Roy, and Loren. And if you are a huge fan of Mani, Roy, and Loren, go to kiss951.com right now and shop the Mani, Roy, and Loren shop and buy some gear and show the gear off this fall. All right? Thanks, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.